Tim will correct me if I'm wrong on that. But Tim May, how you doing today, sir? I'm sure you've been busy, man.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy, being semi-retired. You know, this is the semi part. But, you know, it's never fun, to be honest with you, doing these kind of stories.
Yeah.
It's excitement for some, but, you know, people's lives are being affected one way or the other. And, you know, most notably, obviously, Chase Young. And like you were just pointing out a minute ago, I just tuned into you guys. You know, I'm understanding that the person who possibly made the funds available to him way back in 2018, because it seems like a long time ago now, was maybe perceived as a friend or family friend, but possibly an aspiring agent, you know what I mean, type guy. So that's the latest I'm hearing on that regard. And then past that, that Chase did, in fact, pay it back. I think Ohio State officials are confident that that is true. Now, where does it go? From what I'm understanding, this doesn't rise to the area of Ohio State having to possibly vacate wins, because Ohio State got wind of this, I think, end of the week last week or maybe over the weekend, and got deep into it on Monday or so. So, you know, that's the latest from what I understand, and we'll see where it goes. One game suspension, obviously, for sure. Two games looks more possible, but if it goes, you know, there's all kinds of things are on the table at this point.
No, there's a lot going on with it, Tim. I mean, even outside of that, you know, you don't worry about these next 2 weeks, obviously. They're going to be 50-point favorites against Rutgers as well as they've been against Maryland with or without Chase Young. But, you know, going and having Penn State come to town, they're a little bit of a different beast, ranked fourth in the country. You know, should they stay undefeated and beat Minnesota, I mean, that's going to be definitely a top-five matchup for sure. How confident do you feel in this defense being able to perform without him against a team like the Nittany Lions?
As the old saying goes, we'll find out, right? I mean, possibly. But, you know, the interesting thing about this, Bobby, is, you know, Larry Johnson has played the defensive front sort of like Lions on a hockey team. He's been rolling guys in and rolling them out and rolling them in and rolling them out. And there are 8 or 10 guys there that have gotten extensive playing time. And you know, it's been really interesting to watch the progress of, for example, Zach Harrison from freshman 5-star phenom, sort of overrunning plays to begin with. He was so eager to make an impact out there, to now playing a little more, mature, more maybe the best way of explaining it. And Tyreek Smith, you know, you've seen him make a couple of spectacular sacks this year already, but he's been banged up, but he's ready to go. I mean, those could be their starting defensive ends tomorrow. And then Javonte Jean-Baptiste has played extensively. Tyler Friday's been a little bit banged up, but he's played a pretty good bit. And they always have the option of rolling Jayshon Cornell out there on the edge. I mean, you know, it's really interesting that this defense could still be pretty damn good without its top two defensive ends in Chase Young and Jonathan Cooper. So, I mean, I think their confidence is they can be pretty good by the time they get to Penn State, if in fact they have to play that game without Chase Young. But I keep reminding people, and people are going, well, you know, the beat goes on, and it's kind of like you treat this kind of like a guy who has an injury. But then past that, you know, there was a good chance this guy was going to be in the big-time running for the Heisman Trophy. I think Joe Burrow can almost clinch a Heisman Trophy if he beats Alabama this weekend. But if that didn't happen, I think Chase Young was going to be right in the middle of it. And now that's probably not going to be the case.
Tim May joining us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Timmy, let's advance the story here a little bit. And let's say this is a team that's going to be playing in a Big Ten championship game and potentially a team that's going to be playing in a college football playoff without Chase Young. Do you believe in that scenario I just laid out that this year's Ohio State team could still win a national championship without a beast like that coming off the edge?
Oh, yeah, because this team can play offense with anybody, I do believe. I mean, it can figure out a way to crack anybody safe, I think, defensively. So that always gives you a chance. Number two, you guys know this. Man, football's not like basketball. Football teams are enhanced by big time, the superstars. But they're not. It's not the be-all and end-all. Like I was talking to Nick Bosa, I think I told you this before, talking to Nick Bosa last year back in the summer, and I said, you know, the crazy thing about playing defensive end is you make 2 or 3 plays a game and you've had a hell of a game, you know? And so, you know, if you could just get guys to play their position, you know, you might not have that spectacular. Then again, you might. Some of these guys were pretty highly touted themselves, not the least of whom is Zach Harrison. If you just guys just to play their responsibility on plays, not think they have to be Superman, you can go a long way, because there's still some really, really good athletes in that defensive end cadre.
No, they are really good. And Tim, we're with Tim May of Letterman Row on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And you know, Tim, I guess even outside of just, you know, the players and Larry Johnson rolling up front, you know, you saw obviously, and it was a different coaching staff last year, but, you know, Nick Bosa goes down, and he's, I would put Chase Young, I mean, they're in the same category. I mean, how much are you going to put on Madison and Halfley to potentially make some changes and adjustments to how they're calling this game instead of just trying to act as if nothing has happened as far as the personnel quality?
The beauty of the Wisconsin game was they used Chase Young to make Wisconsin second guess almost everything it did up front from one play to the next, from him lining up and bull rushing, you know, to chopping inside behind, you know, like Jayshon Cornell or Haskell Garrett, to him all of a sudden standing up like a linebacker in the middle of the field, which caused a timeout to be called. I mean, the way they created just second thoughts in that offense was very interesting, very creative, maybe almost borderline genius. What you do now probably is you want your front four to pretty much do what they do. I keep reminding folks, man, Devon Hamilton and Jayshon Cornell especially are having tremendous seasons right now. And they're creating havoc on their own even without Chase Young in there. But what you might get involved in more that you haven't seen a lot of so far this year is a little bit more of a blitzing game or feigning blitz with either your safeties or your corners or even your linebackers, and create some havoc for an offense like Maryland, which is already struggling anyway. So, you know, there are all kinds of ways they can rob Peter to pay Paul from a defensive play standpoint.
Tim May from Letterman Row joining us here on The Fan. Tim, I want to ask you about Chris Olave, because this is a guy now that we're really starting to see how special he can be. And you look at just this season and going back to the couple games that he really made splash plays in last year to end the season a year ago. This is a guy now that we're looking at. He could be one of the special receivers Ohio State's seen in a while here at Ohio State, because he's got a year to go and he's already doing a lot of damage. Just how impressed have you been with the guy now that's kind of come out of nowhere since last year and really making himself a household name across Buckeye Nation?
Sitting there watching that Wisconsin game last 2 weeks ago with my buddy Austin Ward, I commented to him. I said, they ought to be throwing to Chris Olave on every play. He's open on every play. And, you know, I know how passing plays go. You do want to feature guys from time to time and set up situations, but he is rising to among the elite in the country just on the way he can get open, make plays. There's a savvy to him you don't always see in young receivers, or they don't get to display it, but there's definitely a savvy to him in the way he goes about his business and kind of like befuddles defenders, especially cornerbacks. So, I mean, he's been one of those joys to watch from near the end of last season to now. And, of course, you know the way he plays like a demon on special teams. It's crazy. But, yes, he's one of those guys who's catching everyone's attention.
All right, Tim, last one here for you. We do it every week. What's your headline going to read?
Yeah, you know, this is no slight on you, Maddie, because you know what esteem I hold you in, but – Rothman adds a little more drama to it than you do.
I'm sorry.
But I digress, man. I digress. I'm just messing with you. You know that? Because I'm trying to think of one. How about the chase aside? I'm a Buckeyes Tyreek Havoc on Maryland.
I like goodness.
I like it.
That's a gem, Tim.
Yeah, thank you.
Really good stuff.
I'm gonna mouth that one over the fireplace.
He's Tim May from go ahead, sorry.
Then shoot BBs at it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He's Tim May from Letterman Row. Helped out with breaking the story on Chase Young. Chase, he won't be in the game tomorrow, and we'll see moving forward what his availability is gonna be. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
But how stand up is it? I mean, well, you know, no matter what you believe, how stand up is it for Chase Young to issue his own statement on this today, though? That's why I've always liked this guy. He understands the gravity of it. He understands what's at stake for him personally, but also to have the wherewithal to issue his own statement to kind of settle down some of the some of the stuff that's going on out there.
Yeah.
You know, you can't settle it all down, but because it is kind of like a California wildfire. But he did contain about, what do they say, contained about 50% of it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad you brought that up because I think it is good for him to kind of get out in front of that thing and take some ownership. So thanks for bringing it up, Timmy, and enjoy the game tomorrow, and we'll be in touch, man. Have a good one. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.